You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 34. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Logan. And I just wanted to apologize to everyone for the lack of show last week. As most of you are dealing with, we had Welcome Week, which is a huge deal because we had our largest incoming class. Welcome to all those students. And we had to move them in and we had to give them a warm welcome. So that means lots of social media and not lots of time for Logan. But we did find time to record an episode with the awesome Robin Brown from the University of California, Santa Barbara. She's the assistant to the Office of Judicial Affairs. We talk about her department, what the word judicial means, and we also talk about students' perceptions of the judicial system and how social media affects how Judicial Affairs does business.
Right, because a lot of these students coming in, they've known social media for most of their young adult life. They've known the internet for pretty much their entire lives. They don't remember a time without it. They might not even remember dial-up. So, of course, we walk down memory lane and we talk about my favorite time period, the 90s. I do sing, so I apologize for that in advance, but I'm not really that upset about it. But we also talk about some other really interesting things, including, like Logan said, how social media works when it comes to student conduct, but also talking about students and just being smart on the internet. And yes, we answer the question, what's the deal with Snapchat? We close our episode this week with a science lesson, shockingly. I promise you that we're not a science podcast, but we actually talk about the current drought in California, and Robin gives us a little insight into what life is actually like living with this drought. So we hope you enjoy this episode of Higher Ed Social, and welcome back to all of our students on campus.
Had your cat?
I've had her since the end of December, but she is actually almost 12. She had actually two previous owners, and I am her third. She's been house hopping, so she's kind of like in her own place. She's like, yeah, I just do my thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's like, love me, and other times it's just like, get away, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cat to me.
She does. She acts like a cat. She's very fat and happy about being fat and happy. And that's her. She, where's my favorite picture of her of all time? She often is called a potato. Like, her like nickname is Potato.
So oh, really?
Find the photo. There's just like one beautiful photo that just perfectly summarizes my cat. Where is she? I don't know if we're going to be able to see this. Probably will. But this is her. And how, just like the way she's sitting. Just like, I want her to be a meme, but I don't
know. That's what I was going to say. It looks like a meme.
I don't know what kind of meme it would be. Like, unimpressed cat or like.
I can't hash cheeseburger is what she looks like, except meh.
No, I think, yeah, I think she's somewhere in the world of like unimpressed or like, I don't give a. Like,
right,
like one of those,
right? And you're so telling me this why, exactly. Like, that should be the caption,
or yeah, like you're wasting my time, like something in that world. So, yeah. I'll have to get the meme experts out there too.
I'd say it's why would I want a cheeseburger?
Why would I want a cheeseburger? No, it's so like close to the can has cheeseburger,
yeah, but yeah. She's like literally in the pose of the I can has cheeseburger cat.
She is? That's not the pose.
Yes, it is.
You should. Searching.
You're like, I have to look this up. No.
I thought it was just like a cat face.
Mm-mm. It's a whole cat.
No, because the I can have a cheeseburger cat is like happy.
I know. That's why she's like, why would I want a cheeseburger?
So she's kind of like, no, you can't have a cheeseburger?
No, like, why would I want a cheeseburger?
I get it.
I'll send it to you and you can make it a meme. Logan.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, now I'm just looking at cat memes on the internet, and it's so cute. I'm going to not participate in the conversation and just look at all the pictures.
So welcome to the show, Robin.
Yeah, hi, Robin.
Thank you.
Welcome. We're finally connected.
I know.
After however many weeks of not being able to connect.
See, Rob, we've been trying to get Robin on the podcast since we started the podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, it was like week two or three into the podcast.
Yeah, it was early.
Really, we're like, weird. We're never finding anyone from Student Affairs. She's from Student Affairs. Let's talk to her.
Yeah.
Of course, 18 Student Affairs people later.
Not that we don't value you being in Student Affairs.
Of course.
Because everyone is special in their own special way.
So why don't you tell us about yourself and what you do?
Do that.
All right. So I'm working currently at the institution I got my bachelor's degree in, which is UC Santa Barbara here in California. So University of California, Santa Barbara. And I work within the, I was telling Jackie earlier, I work within the Student Conduct Office. So it's the Office of Judicial Affairs is the name of it here. So basically the universities around here or elsewhere, they're kind of calling their office Student Conduct Office, and we still have the name with judicial in it, which kind of makes people think we're like the court system, which we're not at all. We're just like any regular university conduct office. I'm the assistant for the office. So I take in any reports. I'm the first point of contact here. The individual that if parents need to speak with someone, I can at least like initially speak with them. Faculty or TAs who have to report or just have questions. And then students, if they know they're going to be reported, they often come talk to me before just to get an idea of like what the process is like. And I ended up in this role after applying to the university for quite a few positions. And this was about, I think, give or take 6 months after I graduated from here as an undergrad. So this was in 2012. And I ended up applying to this, and this was the only position I ended up getting an interview for. But it really, once I had that interview, I realized that kind of the reason it was the only one I did get an interview for was it was the one that my skill set fit most, like my skill set fit this, like the smoothest with this job. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's worked out really well. It's a challenge every day and very interesting work.
Yeah. I feel like every day is different with that kind of job.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like the law enforcement of the university, but not the university police. It's just, you're handling so many different things all the time.
Oh, wow. That's, I mean, having the word judicial, I was going to say this, but you were still introducing yourself, so I won't interrupt. You made a comment about how you still have the word judicial in your in the department title. Yes. And that makes it like, ooh, like super scary right. And threatening. Like,
right.
I feel like you can't go backwards from that.
Yeah. It almost gives it a little bit more, I guess it gives us a little bit more authority on campus in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Perceived authority for sure. Definitely,
yeah.
What's that?
Perceived authority for sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I don't know if on your, Logan, on your campus, if you have that, probably not judicial affairs, but I mean, you have a student conduct office. Or?
Yes, we have student conduct.
Student conduct,
we
yeah.
We call it community accountability, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I've never heard that. But I mean, I've only really familiarized myself with the UC system over here. So it's very interesting for me to hear about other campuses and everything about the titles. They're all different.
Well, I mean, I think it ties into our student handbook is called the Bruin Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And we have community standards that students are expected to follow. or community commitments. And I think it ties to those community commitments is where that comes from.
You're pretty knowledgeable.
Well,
having worked in there.
Well, you know, I haven't worked in it, but I've had to report things before.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah.
You know, when you're when you run social media, you see students.
Oh, right.
Doing stuff. Which is funny because we don't actually go through student accounts, though it can be submitted as evidence. By another student or something like that, but I deal mostly with stuff that happens in Facebook groups or stuff that I see, you know, students doing online. If I'm told, like, bullying, things like that. Actually had a call about it not too long ago. But we've also had to deal with students, and this is one of those, like, face-palming kind of things. You know, when they do something openly online, like cheat, that, come on, really? You're going to go on the internet and post on an internet website to get answers for this or that? Come on.
Right.
Try. Seen that. Try.
Just try.
Just try. You know, don't. It's like back when I was an RA, you know, or not an RA, but an RD. I was never an RA, but I was an RD. Students who, you know, sneak their boyfriends in after hours. If you're going to walk through the door right past me, if you're going to be that obvious about it, you deserve to get in trouble. I mean,
oh my gosh.
You deserve to get written up. You really do. And I know Jackie's got some good stories because she was an RA. Like a ton.
I'll only tell one, but it was my first year as an RA. It was my, I was a junior. I was working in a freshman building, and it was the weekend. The students moved in, I want to say on like a Friday. And so it was like either they moved in on a Thursday or Friday, but whatever. It's their first weekend. It's like within their first, you know, 48 hours of being on campus. And I'm in my room and my door's open. This is after, you know, we've had the floor meeting. I've introduced myself as the RA. I was very honest and straightforward with them. I'm like, listen, like, you know, you're probably going to go out. You're probably going to party. Just not here. You know, don't bring it back to the residence hall. Like, make smart choices. Don't be afraid, you know, to ask for help. Like, gave them the whole spiel, like, really honest with them. So I'm sitting in my room. And, you know, I hear down the hall, I hear some music kind of blasting, and like, I'm like, all right, you know, it's the first weekend, they're meeting new people, they're, you know, they want to be, you know, cool or whatever. Right. And I look out my door and I see one of the freshman guys walk by my door holding a red Solo cup, just kind of strolling down the hallway towards the blasting music room. And I'm like, come on, no, like, you can't be. No, come on, you're not that dumb, are you? So I kind of follow, I knock on the door, and then of course you hear shh, shh, clink, 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 clink. And so I open the door and I'm like, guys, what's up? Like, how's it going? And they're like, oh, you know, nothing. How's it going? I'm like, I was just like speechless. Like, I didn't even know what to say. Like, I almost wanted to be like, guys, you realize that, like, this isn't the movies, right? Like, that's not how college works. Like, you can't just roll around, like, drinking in the hallways. Like, that's not how this goes.
Maybe in Vegas. I don't know.
Right. I'm just like, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't do that in Vegas either.
I don't even know.
Their schools or anything.
You could probably get away with it, like, I don't know, as an adult in Vegas. But, like, it just blew my mind. I wanted to be like, guys, this isn't a movie. That's not how this works.
Yeah. Some of them are sneaky.
Yeah.
But it was funny, Logan, that you brought up the point of the social media, because we utilize, so I don't know if this is like a widespread thing or not, but have you heard of Yik Yak?
Oh, yes.
Yik Yak. Yeah.
That is
something like people in, so my whole department, I'm under the Dean of Students department, but it's within the Office of Student Life. And so the Office of Student Life here, everyone's kind of like on Yik Yak, kind of seeing what's going on. And I heard of at least one time when even the police were in on it, the campus police, and they were able to somehow track down one of the people posting it. I'm not really sure how. but with other like social media where it's clear, you know, who posted it, it's definitely come in handy with not only judicial cases, but just like cases of concern and everything, you know, like mm-hmm. it's pretty amazing what is all out there, like not set to private, you know?
Yep.
And like students. Students that are listening to this show, all two of you.
Please, I'm going to force students to listen to this.
Please understand that social media is a great thing. It's really awesome that you can share your life. But really, if you're going to do something wrong or illegal, you shouldn't post it on the internet. You just shouldn't. It's just, you know, your name is there.
Do the illegal thing. We should also we should also put that as a little like star disclaimer. Like, don't do said illegal thing. But if you do said illegal thing, don't post it.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it's just stupid.
Like, it's insane. Yeah. I can't. I don't. This was my favorite topic to present on to students. You know, it was about like your digital identity, and I wanted to do it actually as an RA, but I never did. But my RA, I remember my freshman year, and like it stuck with me forever. Mm-hmm. My freshman year, RA made a bulletin board on our floor where she had asked a friend who didn't attend, you know, my school, wouldn't have any like connections or anything like that, and she had her friend search all of us that were her residents. And she had the friend like pull any, you know, bad quote pictures that were pretty much public, you know, just, and mm-hmm. this person wasn't friends with them, had no connection to them, but could find these pictures so easily, and made a bulletin board out of all of our photos and like blurred out the faces. Like, so technically quote, we didn't know who it was, but we all kind of did. And it was one of those like wake up calls, like, look how easy that was for me to do, like type of thing.
That's
really, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or and not cool. Or,
I thought
or
it was sweet.
Very not cool at all.
Yeah, I am not ashamed of anything that is on the internet of me, aside from like pictures from when I was 13 that are just flat out like embarrassing.
Right.
But they're definitely not going to hopefully prevent me from getting a job or anything moving forward.
It'll help you be a model. That's what it'll
do. I was going to say, they're like, well, once I'm like famous and running for president or like a famous movie star and stuff, you know, maybe they'll come back to bite me. Like, look at what Jackie used to look like when she was 13 with braces. But I think I'm good for now.
That was my awkward stage too. 13 with braces.
Oh my God.
Looked great.
It was awful. I'll have to dig up some awkward Jackie photos for our listeners to check out. If you have any, Robin, you're welcome to send them. Want us to post them on the internet, we can do that.
Speak for yourselves. I don't think I've moved out of my awkward phase yet, but that's okay.
I think you're good, Logan. I think that phase has passed.
You know, the great thing about the internet these days is I can say I love Star Trek and people go, yeah. You know, back when I was in college or high school, that was frowned upon. It makes me very happy that loving Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or Doctor Who or playing video games is now considered cool.
Yeah.
That's what's super awesome about the internet. Like, it creates really awesome community that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to podcast with someone that's in a different time zone. We're actually in three different time zones right now.
Three time zones right here.
Crazy.
I'm in the middle-ish of the country, and Jackie's in the northeastern-ish of the country, and you're in the sunny southwest-west.
Yep.
I mean, the sun is still shining with Robin, and I'm like ready to go to sleep, so...
I know, that's a difference right there. That's like Japan to California difference. No. I know, it's actually
Japan's a whole other day. But I know. But at the same time, you're right. It's the difference is maybe, I don't know, 10 hours? Maybe less? A whole Pacific.
Right.
I know Hawaii is 2 hours different from you, right? Or is it an hour?
You know what? I do not know. I should know that.
I know it's like, four. I think it's 4 hours different
for how here. Often you like go to Hawaii or contact Hawaii. Okay.
Well, isn't that what like, you people in California do? Is you go to yeah. Hawaii all the time and you surf actually, all the time?
I would say, do you just surf over to Hawaii? Is that how that works?
What's that?
Do you just like surf over to Hawaii? Like you swim over real quick, like a little vacation?
No, I am thinking about it now that you said that because a few people I know have gone in the past couple of months, but I've never gone. I don't know. I've never gone either. I'm actually more of a like road traveler. I've only been on a plane since I was like three. I've only been on a plane two times. Like
really?
Since, yeah.
I've been on a plane two times in the last like 6 months.
Yeah. See. Yeah, and I'm in a car a lot though, but I don't even drive like terribly long distances, but like I do enjoy road travel. It's just like the plane travel, I feel like I'm so bad at planning it that I end up wanting to book something around the time when it's like extremely high prices. So it's just always like, I'm like, it's too much to spend. I'll just drive somewhere.
So are you originally from? Like,
oh, sorry.
Are you originally from like South California?
I am from the central part of California in, it's Bakersfield.
Ah.
It's
that's
basically
where a lot of country music people are from.
Yes.
The Bakersfield sound for those of you who don't know.
Yeah. But yeah.
Thank you, because I didn't know what you're talking about. Says the New Englander.
Yeah, I think there's another, I want to say there's another Bakersfield in the United States, but when I say Bakersfield, people typically think, I think there is, like, I just don't know where, I'd have to Google that. But yeah, I'm from basically Central California, and I've lived in Santa Barbara now, I think just about 7 years, because I did my freshman move in September of 2008.
That's cool.
So yeah, cool. Yeah. So it's crazy how time flies.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I love how both of you were getting into college like 3 years after I graduated. Not that I'm old or anything.
No, because 3 years isn't that long.
That isn't. Yeah, no. I've noticed that. Wait, Jackie, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, yeah. I'm 25. I was going to say, like, at least once I hit 25, I felt like anyone, like, between 30 and 40, I felt, like, my brother, he's just turned 34, but I feel like I can relate to him so much better than I did when I was 24. It's like, I feel like closer in age to anyone between, like, 30 and 40 nowadays. It's weird.
Yeah, I generally feel young wherever I am. Like in my job, I definitely feel young, even though like really I'm not too much younger than most of the people I work with.
Right.
But I just feel like sometimes there's some things that happen that I'm just like, wow, I feel like a baby. Like it feels tiny and like, I don't know, because my problems aren't the same. Like my problems are like, oh man, like my cat threw up this morning. Like I got to deal with that. Like, and these people are like, I have kids that are like going to school and, you know, like these huge issues that are happening in my life. And I'm like, la la, like my money tree is dying in my backyard. Like, don't know if I can make rent.
Yeah, it's different problems for sure.
Yeah, for real.
I kind of feel like I live in the middle these days.
Yeah.
Between the, you know, older folks who, you know, are like, you know, I have an iPhone, but I don't know why people use this Twitter thing. And then I have other people who work for us that, you know, primarily communicate using Snapchat. So I live somewhere in, and obviously I'm going to use social media as, you know, my examples, but it's really interesting because I find myself living somewhere in between, just from a, you know, standpoint of, I don't know, views on things and, you know, takes on things and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, I just have to rewind a second. Am I supposed to be the generation that communicates using Snapchat? Because I hate doing that.
No,
like, was that me in the metaphor? Because I really can't. No, I can't have a conversation.
You. That, yeah, it's I not couldn't you. Have a conversation with that. Like,
no, but what's so funny though? I watch my sister, who's 23, do it all the time. So
really?
Maybe I'm right on the. You and I are like just over the line.
Yeah, you guys missed it by about a year or two.
Yeah, but like I use it occasionally.
Yeah,
but I definitely won't have a conversation because sometimes people will start to snap me a conversation, so I'll just text them.
Right.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to text somebody? I mean, there's actual words, and I don't have to take a picture to do it.
Right.
With texting, I can write more than like 20 characters, and I don't have to make like faces in public while I selfie. It's just so weird.
And you know what? Get the heck off my lawn. Turn down that, you know, dubstep music.
Logan, are you and I connected on Snapchat? I'm going to Snapchat you the entire time we podcast now.
There you go.
Going to have a whole conversation.
What, I get so confused with the Snapchat stories that are now, like, there's now one for Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm like, what?
Logan, explain. Explain what the youngins are doing these days.
There's like a whole feed, and it'll be like a music festival or your location. Like for
a lot of it's location based stories.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mostly, like people on the Santa Barbara one are like skateboarding at the beach or eating food.
That's not a very California thing to do.
It is, right?
Man, I thought they went out to the cornfields and, you know. Milk the cows.
That's Bakersfield.
Not right now, it's not. Well, because, you know, you have a drought.
Yeah, the drought, yeah.
So,
do they
give you one water bottle a day and you have like, to take a shower with it? Like, how does it work?
It's not that bad yet.
Tell us how you live.
I don't know. We all see these pictures of, like, here's the reservoir 3 years ago, and here's a big mud hole.
Yeah. They are regulating water. So like, I know cause my mom, she's still in Bakersfield and her, like she waters like every, I think it's like maybe every other day. And you can do it like 3 days a week, something like that. And then it has to be between certain hours. It can't be like in the middle of the day. I think it has to be like really early morning or really late at night. And, there's something about, there was something about initially you had to reduce your water use by like quite a bit. I can't remember the percentage exactly, but they were basically, if you didn't reduce, I think they were going to charge you more or something like that. And if you have any water runoff, like from the sprinklers on your yard or something, they fine you or they leave a note and then they fine you later or something.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know about like any there hasn't been anything like about they haven't specifically said like, oh, limit your showers to this many minutes or anything like that, you know.
I can't even read this damn thing.
Read what?
Jackie just sent me one.
Oh, I sent you like six Snapchats already.
She put like she put white letters on like a bright green background and I can't read it.
I don't remember what it said because it got deleted.
The downside of Snapchat.
I think something about like Snapchatting while I talk to you or something. Anyway, back to your thing, Robin. I saw the headline of an article that said like that they're putting like black plastic balls in water now to like serve it. Like I didn't read the article to be honest.
I don't know. I had thought there was something, maybe it was related to that article, something about, I thought it had to do, gosh, but it was about preserving water. It definitely was. I'm not so sure what it was. I think it was also south of where I am. They did, so they have a, I think the word is, I want to say, desalination plant.
Desalinization. It's where you take salt water and turn it into fresh water.
Yes. Yes. So they've had one they've used in the past here in Santa Barbara and it had been shut down. And they finally, they made a decision to reopen it. So I don't know when that will be open, because it's apparently going to be millions, if not billions, to kind of reopen and everything get together. But they are planning to do that. So that's the positive thing, because it's kind of like the last resort right now. And there are quite a few actual wildfires. Like, I think they're not huge, at least yet. And hopefully they don't get huge, but they're around, there's some like north of us, and then I think some down in LA maybe. So that's not good. And there's lots of, they definitely have a lot of, forest firefighters nowadays.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. It's interesting stuff.
So send us rain.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly, in theory, this winter you guys will probably get a little bit of rain.
They're
saying
Godzilla El Nino.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's good. They said something about it. It would be a large amount of rain, but it might not be enough to like actually bring it back to how it was post or pre-drought, I guess. So.
Yep.
But any rain is good.
As long as it's not floody rain.
Yeah, that's like scary.
Yeah, it is.
Would that happen? Logan, the science guy. So like if it like monsoon tomorrow, would the ground absorb everything because it's so dry?
Well, it would absorb it pretty well, but you have to keep in mind that the entire West is very, very, very dry right now. You probably have some flash flooding and stuff because it would rain so fast and it would just all run off.
It like wouldn't be able to handle it.
What they need a lot of is snowfall. In the mountains and such, because it doesn't rain a lot in the on the coast at all, really. Because I mean, if you look at California, it has kind of a dry Mediterranean climate. So it is dry and very shrubby. You don't see forests like you do in the Pacific Northwest. Because it doesn't rain at all, hardly. But what it does do is snow up in the Sierra Nevadas and stuff like that. And the rain, the water that they get in California, and especially Northern California, where a lot of the water is pumped from, is from the snowfall. So this year there was hardly any snowfall at all. So there was no melt, and no melt means no replenishing of reservoirs. So all the reservoirs kind of went dry.
Got it. I learned so many science things on this podcast. It's one thing I didn't know I would get out of this. I was like, I'll meet new people.
Science guy right there.
Yeah, you know? Like
I'm going to meet him.
I would say least 50%
in October.
Really?
Hopefully.
That's cool.
Well, so where, far
in Tennessee?
Conference.
Oh,
he's a keynote speaker.
A student affairs conference? No.
Well, it is a higher education conference. So.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
I'm very envious.
Yeah.
I get to.
That's super.
I get to see him and Scott Stratton again. So I'm excited.
What is Bill Nye doing these days?
He's trying to make a movie right now about his life.
Ah.
Whoa.
There's a Kickstarter.
Is he going to play himself?
I have no idea.
Because that'd be pretty awesome if you could be like, yeah, I played Bill Nye. As in Bill Nye the science guy.
Well, the thing is that there hasn't been a Bill Nye since Bill Nye. And
I
kind of feel sad for the up-and-coming students because...
I was just about to say that.
I mean, science is where all the jobs are. Kids come up and they're not interested in science. It's just sad.
It is sad.
Do the incoming students, because that's like been a big theme, is talking about like the class of 2019, has the class of 2019 ever known Bill Nye the science guy? I feel like they have to.
Well, they were born in like 1996, 97.
Yeah.
So that was Bill Nye ended somewhere around there, I thought.
Because I know Bill Nye. We watch Bill Nye.
Right. Yeah. Same here.
I watched Bill Nye in eighth grade. So, and that was 95, 96, something like that.
I remember watching it in middle school, like up through definitely middle school, because I remember I have a very distinct memory of my eighth grade earth science class watching Bill Nye.
Yeah, like popping in a VHS.
Yes.
But the kids don't know what those are anymore.
It's insane. Well, it's funny. I play this game, talking about being young. I play this game with my coworkers where I'll occasionally just pick a year. And then I'll say, like, what were you doing in this year? And, like, they'll all, like, think really hard about, like, the music they were listening to, what grade they were in, you know, like, all that stuff. And, like, normally I'll just pick a year that I wasn't even born. So, like, they'll take all this time to, like, think about what they were doing and how old they were and all these things. I'm like, yeah, like, I wasn't even born. Like, it's fine. And so, like, we were talking about things today that, actually today, that, you know, these students don't know about or like they've never experienced, and I was getting made fun of as well because I learned today, now make fun of me listeners, you're welcome to do that, I didn't know that there was anything between, in like the series of time and technology, that there was anything between like the knob on a television, like, oh, you have to get up to change the channel on the knob through the wireless remote. Like, I thought that was a transition, and apparently there was something in between, which was like a plugged in wired large remote. And I saw, I was shown a picture of one today, and I was asked, like, what is this? And I was like, I don't even know. And so I learned that today about television.
You guys didn't get to experience like Magnum PI and
I know of Magnum PI, but no, that wasn't
and
my
Knight Rider and Airwolf and MacGyver.
It's so nice to not be the only one that doesn't know. Like, this is
You don't know who MacGyver is? Thanks,
Robin.
No.
It's what so did you say? Sad. MacGyver? Come on.
I know, like, I know of these things, like, because it's like someone mentioned it when I was, you know, like, in my late teens, and it's like, what's that? And then I learned what it is, but it's not something I grew up in with.
I will tell you, I actually didn't hear... I'd never heard a Spice Girls song until college.
What? That's just you. That's not.
I know. Thing. That was bad. That was a bad one.
That's the thing. Now I want to talk about the 90s.
This is a 90s podcast.
Yeah. Instead of my normal outro music, can you play Spice Girls?
No.
Please?
No.
I'll sing it instead.
If you want to pay for licensing.
And you want to be another.
You're certainly free to pay for licensing. I'm sure it's, you know, in the thousands for about a minute.
I only need about 10 seconds. What if I just, like, happen to be playing it on my computer right now?
Yeah, that's still no.
Friendship never ends.
Oh, God.
Beautiful.
There you go. Well, no, the one time Taylor Swift almost sued me. Not really. I sang her song.
Did you?
Yeah, I forgot why. But she didn't get mad. I'm sure the Spice Girls won't care. They need the publicity.
Taylor Swift.
No, they don't. One of them's married to David Beckham. Come on.
That's true. I mean, well, they did that thing where they all got back together. Was it for the Olympics?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That sounds like a thing that they could get together for.
They got back together and performed at a major
stadium. Just like, Destiny's Child, too.
Yeah,
that was
super back cool, together. Huh? Oh, yeah, but then Beyonce was like, guys, get out here. Like, yeah, she's like, I got this.
Yeah, Spice Girls. Wait, you might be right, it. Olympics, I don't know.
Spice Girls.
Who knows, it might have been like the World Cup game because Beckham was there.
That is true.
No, that's true.
Yeah, it was a major sporting event. But no, it wouldn't have been the Super Bowl because they're not an American
band. Yeah, it was like the Super Bowl.
As we sit here.
Yeah, it was London 2012.
20 minutes talking about this.
Well, you're going to edit it.
We could have just gotten on the internet and just done it.
I just did it. It was the Olympics in London. I was right.
It's like we have these little devices attached to our wrists and...
Yeah,
on our telephones and in front of our screens that accesses this nebulous thing made of wires and cat tubes called the internet.
The internet is amazing.
It is. I'm feeling a little deja vu-y. I feel like we went through this.
Yeah, the other day I was actually driving, listening to a podcast that was downloading, and I thought, wow, I'm driving down the road. I'm listening to a podcast being streamed off of a web server somewhere in some state that I don't know. And It works. Like, I remember the first time I had wireless internet and I could, like, move to the couch with my laptop and it worked.
Oh, right.
Isn't that crazy?
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just changes everything. And well, now... Now my phone's internet is like 10 times faster than that.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Well, and that's what, like, the whole concept of, like, these incoming students, even, like, I feel like there's even a disconnect between, like, me and Robin's quote generation, like those couple years versus these incoming students, like, with technology and expectations of technology.
Well, you guys were born, like, when there wasn't an internet, at least not right. widespread.
Right. Yeah. So, like, when it was introduced, even, you know, we were young, but it wasn't, like, a priority. Like, it wasn't essential, quote, to daily life. And now it feels like it is.
Right.
Like, I remember when I first went online with America Online via dial-up with, like, 40 hours dial-up. Free on my Pentium 100.
Yeah, you get the little disc.
Pentium what? I've never even heard of it.
Pentium 100 megahertz.
Oh my gosh.
What's crazy?
Remember
okay.
when you had to, like, ask your friends if they had texting? Like, if, like, you had to ask, yeah. you couldn't text them, just assume.
Remember when they used to charge you for every text message?
Each text, yep. And then when I had unlimited texting, it was, like, the coolest thing because I could send as many as I wanted.
Or, like, just calling your friends,
house phone,
just asking for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
My mom still has a landline because it's actually a way better connection than our cell phone connection in Bakersfield.
Yeah, that's something I was actually talking at work about. It was like, do you keep your landline? That's something my parents are like, do we keep it? Like, the only people that call us is, like, my grandparents, which they have cell phones too, right. so it wouldn't be that challenging just to pick right. up their landline and call my parents' cell phone. Or, like, telemarketers. Like, no one else really calls
right.
landline.
That's true, yeah. It's kind of like, for my mom, I think it's, like, the older like family members and stuff versus, or like you said, telemarketers versus like anyone else. No one else calls the landlines anymore.
Oh my gosh.
It's interesting, huh?
Technology is so insane.
Yeah, it is.
I know, right?
I can't wait to explain these things to my children. They're going to be so confused. Like, what's T9 word? Why would you do that?
Well, here's a crazy thing. So the fastest computer when I was little was what a Cray 2 supercomputer, and universities had them. They were millions of dollars. And in the amount of processing power that supercomputer had, amounts to my Apple Watch.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's insane.
Technology's
so and crazy. We sent people to the moon.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
And then we all got cell phones and stopped caring.
Yeah.
Like losing your cell phone, I feel like people don't do that anymore because they're always with it. You know what I mean?
That's like, true. It's like glued to your hand.
Yeah.
It's only like when you have it in your hand and then you're like, I think I lost my cell phone. Where's my cell phone? And you're like, oh, it's in my hand.
My gosh, I've done that more times than I am willing to admit. Like, talking on the phone and freaking out that I don't know where it is insane.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Totally.
I feel pathetic. Now I feel like a Snapchat conversation teen that's just entering college.
Well, do you ever have like moments on your campus or like at your work where, you know, like everyone's kind of walking around, like maybe, like for me, it's like on campus. And if I'm walking around campus, I see so many students with their heads down, like they're not focusing on where they're walking.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Like I've seen someone run into a pole. I was actually on a ride along with the university police and there were two people, and one was looking at his phone. It was like nighttime, so the glare on the phone was like super bright, and he was looking at his phone, and he slammed right into a pole. And like the officer I was with, she clearly knew he wasn't like intoxicated. He just ran into it because he was looking at his phone.
Oh my God, it's so sad.
Yeah.
The number of videos on the internet of people like falling into the, my favorite is when they fall into the pond at the malls or whatever, when they have those little like fountains.
Oh no. Yeah.
I fear being one of those people.
Oh, don't let it happen.
But with that, it looks like we're out of time. Time flies when we're having fun.
It does.
Talking about technology. Well, thanks, Robin. We appreciate it that you finally, we could all finally connect.
Yeah,
this awesome show. We're so excited. Thank you, listeners, of course, for tuning in this week. If you, like Robin, would like to be on the show, please tweet at us at HES Podcast. You can check out all of our episodes, starting all the way back from episode 0 when Robin tuned in, on our website, highered.social, where you can subscribe to us. We are also on iTunes. And thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Logan always has to get the bye in there. Logan, it's like I end the show and Logan's like, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, bye.